Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Before we get into this, we still haven't done like the biggest thing. I think the thing you're most known for are all your impressions.
Yes, yes.
And you have a whole booklet of them.
Yeah, you literally have a whole booklet of
them.
Whole portfolio.
Is it called a portfolio?
I suppose it is. I call it the definitive list of impressions. That's what it is.
Can you do Jamie?
No, not really. I was on the way here. I was like, I wonder if they asked me to do an impression. But I don't really. I mean, Jamie's kind of. I don't know. Like, that's probably as far as I get with that.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to part two of Private Parts. We're still joined by Luke Kebner.
Hello.
Dude, what is your top five impression? And you probably asked us the entire time, but what are your top five?
Well, I mean, the ones I enjoy doing, the ones that I can freestyle in, I would always say they're the best ones. So it'd be things like Andy Murray would be one of them, the great tennis player, as you can tell. I'm so excited to be on your podcast. And then, you know, some Adam Carr, which I did for you earlier. He's a great person to do. His laugh's amazing. And, you know, so I like Donald Trump. He's fantastic. So great. We'd love to do your podcast. Fantastic. And then probably, you know, Michael McIntyre. I could do that. He would be fun to do, wouldn't he? That would be good, wouldn't it? I would love to do your podcast. I don't know what it is, but it would be good. And then probably... Russell Brand, I could do Russell for you. It's amazing, isn't it? I mean, that's probably my top five, mate.
Did it so good.
Are amazing.
But how, I forget every impression I do.
Yeah,
but when did you realize that you could do these impressions?
Well, it was teachers. I used to do impressions of teachers.
And we had
a teacher called Miss West, and she spoke like this. And I used to do impressions of her at the back of the class, and she once screamed at me across the room saying, "I don't like being mimicked." I used to get sent out a lot for doing that kind of thing. So it was that, and then at drama school we had someone called Ross Campbell who spoke like this. He was the singing teacher. This is really accurate for all of you people who went to Guildford School of Acting. And the first celebrity impression was Andy Murray.
Really? But what do you pick out? Because I suppose it's like doing an accent, right? So if I was going to Jamaican accent, you need an in. So mine would be like, mine would be like Bia Khan. You have that in with something.
Well, that's an accent rather than an impression.
Do you have an impression?
So I mean, it varies really. Now, I sort of pick a few things that you know you've got. So basically, you know, if ever you're doing like a chat show or whatever, you need to, you've got to flip in to do some impressions. It's got to feel not awkward. So, you know, things like Andy Murray is always on that sort of note. It doesn't move from there. And I know he's got to have that gruff to his voice. Because without that gruff, it's just a kind, I mean, it sort of sounds like him, but it sounds more like me. Where if I add that, it actually sounds
sounds more like Laura from Love Island. Where, like, you know, if you add that graph, keep it on that tone, and the only time you move is when you get to the end of the sentence. But then it's someone like Ian Sterling, the voice of Love Island. You know, his accent has got so much gruff to it. You know, and he's
that's so good. That is uncanny.
But he's got like real like ways he says things. So he like he'll go like, you know, join us next week for more fun on Love Island. So like you'll learn those things that he
unbelievable.
Does. It's funny because Ian's like one of my best mates. So it's like, and I remember like 4 years ago sending him a voice note going, mate, I can do an impression of you. How do you feel about that? And then like he'd WhatsApp going, mate, that sounds nothing like me. What are you talking about? And I was like, mate, it does. One day you will become famous enough and I will be able to use this impression. And now,
it's so good.
Now I'm totally rinsing it.
But can
and
you,
if every needs a day off.
But can you, yes. can you do the big one? Like, you know, and I'm sorry, I just want to fire them at you to see what you do because it's just the best. Okay. So can you do a Michael Caine?
Do you know what? No.
You can't do a Michael Caine.
But mainly because I tend not to go for... But the thing is, I can do like a Chris Eubank because you're sort of... You know, but they're not impressions that I would need. You know, like I'm not going to start needing Frank Bruno. You know, because, you know, that's what people have done for years. So that was always the way. I'd never seen someone do a...
it's the ones you least expect, Murray, so, sure.
Or like even when I was like doing Tom Daley, like I'd not seen someone do that. And he was just so excitable. And, you know, and that was like in 2012.
So true.
When I started doing it, and he was like the face of the games, and like so like I was like
face of the what
the face of the games. So like it was like I was like, oh, that's someone that's not been taken a piss out of, so that's where I want to go instead of sort of going to the ones that other people have done before.
I think, okay, fine. Well,
you can't fire them at me.
But I feel, can I fire them at you?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. So Francis, we'll just pick one off at the same time. Can you do, but I feel like
if I can't do them, I'll just attempt it.
I feel like I'm going for the big ones though. Like, I feel like I'd
well, we did. I did this thing.
Do you do Jeremy Vine?
Do you do Jeremy Vine? I feel like you're about to say
Jeremy Vine here.
Oh,
that's good.
Really good.
Yeah.
And
Jeremy Vine.
And we've got Laura calling in from Birmingham. Hello, it's Jeremy here.
That's good.
Okay, what about, can you do Hugh Grant?
Bugger. Do you know what's funny? Like, we're doing this imitation game show at the moment, right? And like, you know,
I saw this as well. Yeah. So talk about this. So this show
it's a panel show for impressionists. It's like it's hosted by Alexander Armstrong,
who does Pointless.
Alexander Armstrong, he does Pointless, and then but he's got like, but it's people like. Do you know what's funny as well? He did an interview Xander on. This morning, and someone Eamon Holmes was like, has anyone ever tried to do an impression of you, Xander? And he was like, no, Luke tried, and he couldn't quite get me. And I was like, well, mate, I think you'll find I did, sunshine. But so it's hosted by Xander, and then it's got like Rory Bremner, Deborah Stevenson, Alistair McGowan, Jam Ravens, and then little old Lukey, who's coming up the rear, trying to.
Congrats, man! And where can we catch this?
So it's on ITV One. At 10 o'clock on Sundays.
Dude, it's an ITV One show.
What is the show?
It's called The Imitation Game.
The Imitation Game. I've heard about this. Is there a radio segment, or have I heard something about it on the radio?
You might have heard something on the radio.
No, that's the Benedict Cumberbatch movie, Imitation Game. That's the one you're thinking of.
The radio movie.
Yeah, the radio movie about the Enigma Code. Have I seen this before?
I saw someone do a very good Benedict Cumberbatch.
But can you do like a Rob Beckett?
Well, yeah, I mean, this is probably what I get from Rob.
Last one, Graham Norton.
All I can do with Graham Norton, I mean, I could, you know, he'd sort of go, here we are with Jamie Lang, very good. There you go. But the thing is, with the Imitation Game, like people, you know, people like tweet me and go, is it all set up? I'm like, did you know the ones that were coming? I'm like, well, they do have a list of the people that I can do.
Sure.
I'm not a magician. Yeah. Like, you know, it's like, because some people like, you know, often you get people go, can you do me? Can you do me? And I'm like, well, with time, yes.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. You've got to practice
worked
it.
On someone, like, you know, someone like Louis Theroux, he took a little while because I couldn't hear all the things that he does. But then I just was watching one thing and I just suddenly heard that he would always go,
go on.
When he was getting people to...
But it's, that's your in, isn't
yeah.
it?
And then you go, okay, in. Yeah, no, I can... Yes, I sort of can hear it, you know? Yeah.
Like, and, yeah. And then you can sort of get into learn
it. But also, if you've got an ear for music as well, yes. it really helps.
And nearly all impressionists can sing.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, we worked this out, me and McGowan. Nearly all impressionists can... Because they can all... They can certainly all hold a tune.
Yeah, and you can get the note. Yeah,
because that's what you're hearing. That's what you're hearing is
the
tune.
But that means also, to keep going, but you must be able to do accents. So you can do a Newcastle accent.
Well, I can do it if I'm doing Deck. You know, if I was doing Deck and I was doing Ant, that's when I can do it. But, you know, if I had to just, I'm talking a Geordie accent, it's not one of the easiest ones to do.
It's good, though. That's so good.
You do a Geordie accent.
No,
show,
I don't.
Go on.
Say,
oh, God.
Okay, you got to say, welcome to the Private Parts podcast. Francis Ball is best in the world.
Welcome to the Private Parts.
Oh my God.
That started off right.
Private. Cheryl, welcome to the Private Parts. And I can't do it.
Welcome to the Private Parts.
Welcome to the Private Parts. I go down to Bristol in the end.
So you're adding an R. You don't need the R.
I can't. Parts. Parts. Welcome to the Private Parts
podcast.
Podcast.
With
and Francis Boole.
He's a best in the world.
He's a bastard in the world.
Do you do accents, Francis?
Well, no, not really.
We could do Jeremy Vine.
Yeah, well, you know.
But Luke, I think with all these accents, we can't let it go to waste. So what we want to do with you today is we want to
use you.
I feel used already.
We want to use you, and we want to use you. What we like to do is we do like to do prank calls, and we think that we can do a prank call with you. So we've been thinking about it, and we thought, you know, so your favourite accent is, you do a good Andy Murray, right?
Yeah, that'd be great. Okay. He's my favourite.
Andy Murray. But I think we need to do is we need to get someone to act as Andy Murray's agent or PR person who is going to phone them. So Polly, our lovely editor and sound tech, how do you want to be introduced?
Sound technician.
Polly. Yeah.
Editor.
Our editor.
Legend.
Legend. Polly the legend. You're going to act as Andy Jordan's Francis. I think you should get up from your seat.
No,
it's fine. You're going to act as Andy Murray's PR or assistant PA. And you're saying, look, I've got Andy Murray on the line. He wants to talk to you about a charity tennis match. And I'm going to put him through if that's okay with you.
Yeah.
Now, Andy Jordan, background, was on Main Chelsea. He now lives in Cornwall. Cornwall, he has a clothing line called Jam.
Amazing.
And we are doing a reality star tennis game, which we are, you know, we're quite happy. We want you to get on board with, and I'm going to be doing it. I'm phoning around at the moment. And then you have to get into Insta story.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. So,
And it's just let me, say some dates. That
When you put him through, put him on mute. Not mute, put him on hold. So he goes, please hold, and then unhold it, and we'll hand over to Andy Murray.
Oh, my God. Okay. Please.
Okay. Please work.
So this is Luke. Here we go. Second time for Andy Jordan. Here we go.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Next speaker.
Where's Holland?
Next speaker.
Hello? Hi there, is that Andy Jordan?
Yes.
Hi, yeah, I'm just calling on behalf of Andy Murray. I'm his PA. I've got him on the line, actually. He just wants to talk to you about a charity tennis match.
Charity tennis match? Yeah.
Is that something you'd be interested in talking about?
Yeah. When is it?
Andy can discuss dates with you. He's pretty flexible, but he's keen to chat with you about it. Can I put you through?
Yeah, go for it.
Great. Okay, thanks so much. One second.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, is that Andy speaking?
Yeah.
Hi, Andy. Sorry, thanks so much for taking this call. It's I'm Andy too. basically it's a tennis match, like playing different sort of reality TV stars, and we're trying to raise some money for a Queen's Court tennis club, and I was wondering if it'd be something you might be up for. Hello, can you hear me, Andy? Okay, I'll try and give you a call back.
Hello?
Hi, Andy. Sorry, it's Andy's, the other Andy's PA again calling. We got cut off earlier.
Yeah.
We've got quite bad signal here, but do you mind if I pass you on again?
Whereabouts are you guys?
We're just in London Central.
Oh, right. Yeah, no worries, just pass me over.
Yep, great, thanks.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi there. Sorry, the signal's an absolute nightmare here. I don't know what you heard the first time, but basically it's a tennis game against the other reality TV stars, raising money for a Queen's Court Tennis Club. And it's over the next sort of month or so. I was wondering if it's something you might be up for at all.
So are you all organising it?
Yeah, so it's all sort of under my name. So I'm going to be playing three different reality stars. We were just hoping it... but I'm also playing Michael McIntyre, and I think Boris Johnson might come down as well.
Did you get my number?
Well, we got it through your agent, I believe. Like, I'm looking at my PA, she's nodding. It's just sort of sourcing out people who might be up for it, and then, you know, trying to get us some dates fixed in.
I mean, I'm pretty handy on the tennis court. I'll give you a round for your money.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that. You might at the moment, because I've got a bit of a sore ankle, but we'll see. But have you got any dates in the next sort of month or so?
I can play Saturday morning.
Saturday morning.
Or Sunday, this weekend.
Is that the 22nd this weekend?
Well, I can play any weekend, actually, this month.
Oh, right, okay. What's the weekend after this one? Sorry, my PA is just checking now. Have you got that date for me there? 29th. Yeah, so the 29th.
Yeah.
So if you pencil that in, and I'll get my PA to call you. But because basically someone's pulled out today, unfortunately.
Right.
So we were wondering if, because we sort of need to try and get up the, you know, the crowds there and stuff. So I was wondering if you might be able to, you know, just sort of do a tweet and I'll do the same. Or,
just send me your on an email?
Yeah, we can do that. But if you could just sort of do an Instagram or a tweet, and then we can, you know, sort of get people coming down there. Like, I think we're going to get, like, Jamie Lang is going to come down, and Spencer Matthews as well. So we will do some, I expect we'll do sort of shots and interviews with them. And we'll play it like it's a serious game, but it would just be good fun.
A bit of it. Yeah, all right. All right, yeah, cool, whatever. If you just send me over details, then I'll go from there.
Okay, fantastic. But it'd be really good if we could announce it sort of today. Is that, are you sort of near your phone and stuff like that?
I'm not actually, no. I don't really do any of that for myself, to be honest. I just get someone else to do it.
So okay, well...
That's why I said if you put it on an email, I'll just forward it all on.
Okay.
I don't really use my Instagram, to be honest.
Okay, well, look, if that's fine, but if you call Jamie Lang, and he'll sort of he can tell you the main details of what we're doing, and I'll email the stuff over to you as
George?
Well. Sorry? Is this George? No, it's Andy. Okay,
all
well,
right,
and
just put it on an email, mate.
Yeah,
right.
We will do. Thanks so much, and
no worries.
Okay, really looking forward to playing
Cheers.
You.
It's sort of
when you get to that
point. So I'm phoning Andy Jordan back now.
I mean, he did agree to play.
Number.
Here we go.
You just needed the email.
Here we go. Andy J.
Jay?
Hey, buddy boy. Did you just get that sweet news about playing the charity tennis game? Did you get it as well?
It's obviously a hoax, Jay.
No, dude, it's not. I've got all the emails through. I'm freaking excited about it. Are you? Because I got told that you potentially were playing with Spenny, and we're doing like a round robin type thing.
Mate, I'm obviously not actually going to come up and play tennis in that thing. It's a hoax.
Why would it be a hoax?
Well, because first of all, nobody's going to just Instagram.
Oh, I'm literally about to now.
Yeah.
Well, why wouldn't I?
We'll do it then.
Okay, fine. Sweet, we'll do it together. Ready?
Post everything you got.
Okay, I will. Fine, man, I will. Can't wait for it.
So found out,
Jay. Oh, shit. Oh, damn it. Andy J, welcome to Private Parts Podcast.
He's incredible at doing that.
Luke Kempner, one of the best impressionists you'll come across. This is so hold on. I'm going to pass you to Luke, who's actually Andy Murray. Hold on 1 second.
Hi there, Andy. From one Andy to another. I'm really glad we couldn't play tennis together, man. Mate, I'm really sorry. I thought you were going to tweet about it. You've let us all down, man.
Oh, Cornwall. It's pretty windy down here.
Oh, man. We were hoping you were going to tweet about it. You've let us all down.
Andy, you're boring us now. You can't hear. I'll call you later. Love you, buddy. Oh, dude,
mate.
That was insane. We nearly had him.
So close.
That would have been unbelievably
well,
good.
Luke, I think we're going to have to get you on and do some more prank calls at some point.
I'm sorry.
There's too much potential there. We're going
to
make a great. Yeah, we've got to mine it.
Dude, before we go home, we've got to have.
I'm exhausted.
Yeah, so do I. I feel knackered off that. Francis, also, I think the moment is now, after all of that hecticness, we need to have the answer to the question of the week.
Here we go.
Well, do you remember what the question was?
Left-handed people.
Yeah.
How many were there?
I went for 8%. You went for 18%.
I went for 18%.
The percentage of left-handed people to right-handed people is 7%.
Oh!
7% of people of the population.
You were one off.
Left-handed.
Do you win something? Do I win something?
You just win our
No, because you're
love.
One off.
Okay,
good. You're one off. You didn't get it.
Okay, fine. Never mind.
You've got to get it right, otherwise.
Yeah, next time.
You were wrong. You were just closer than him. You were less wrong than Jamie.
Well, I had the right way of working it
out. Yeah, you did. I'll give you that. It was, but you were still wrong.
And what is two people of 30? I bet that is 7%.
Yeah, I mean...
If I was better at maths, never mind.
30, well...
I bet a left-handed person would have worked out.
Oh, dude. Hey, Francis, also...
Well, yeah, it's 6%, actually.
Oh, okay.
6.3.
Mm. Anyway, 6.3. Get your calculator out. What the hell is that? What the hell? Right, Francis, what we need to do, dude, is it's time now for your diary.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
You guys, the moment you've all been waiting for?
We are freaking ready for it, man.
You ready for it?
Yeah, we can't wait. Luke and I can now sit back and relax after that hectic. I'm sweating outrageously.
Right. Okay.
You're always sweating outrageously. All right. I got a few days here, actually, so. Monday, whatever date it was last Monday. Dear Diary, I'm still thinking about sailing a lot, but Buddy has come to stay, and so I'm getting a bit distracted by his potent odour. Buddy's the dog.
Not your friend.
No.
Or your buddy.
Or your buddy.
He's not my buddy.
My buddy's coming over, and he's got potent... What?
He is my buddy. but he's got potent odour.
Okay.
Whilst it is quite amusing at first, I think one of the major downsides of golden retrievers is that they love water so much.
This is his moment for stand-up and he's now fucking it up.
It's not stand-up, it's my diary. So much, but obviously sometimes that gets confused.
That's funny.
That was quite funny. Also, whenever you talk now, I can only hear Andrew Murray.
Well, that was funny. Yeah. They love water so much because they stink to high heaven when the dirty water dries on them. I live right next to a canal and at the bottom of a valley, and Buddy loves it, loves the canal. But when we're on our way home, he can sense it and runs all the way ahead and takes a dip in the canal. Then I find him, happy as Larry, looking at me as if to say,
"What's going on?
Aren't you going to come in?" No.
Wait, hang on. He says, "Aren't you going to come in?" No. Or is that you thinking no?
No, aren't you going
to
come in?
No. You say, "Aren't you going to come in?" To him.
Yeah, he's saying, "Aren't you respond gonna..." saying no, or because you didn't even have like a pause. It was straight. Are you going to come in?
Let
no.
Let me get this.
I think you lost faith in your own story.
No. I live right next to a canal at the bottom of a valley, and Buddy loves it. But when we are on our way home, he can sense it and runs off ahead and takes a dip.
Are you repeating the story to us?
Yeah, I'm getting the facts straight. Then I find him in the canal, happy as Larry, looking at me as if to say, "Aren't you going to come in?" No, fine, suit yourself. More dirty canal water for me. Then he'll come out.
Oh, I see. He's asking you to go into the canal with him.
Oh, now we get it. Now we get it.
Then
I think I'm in the house.
Then he'll come out and shake off, but be too wet to come inside the house. So he'll stare at me through the glasses with his sad eyes.
Are we still talking about Buddy?
Yeah. Confused about why he can't come in and hang out with me. It's not like I can explain to him that him being left in the garden is a consequence of his own actions. Because I've tried. But then, after a few days of dried canal water, he's so smelly I have no choice but to give him a bath and a proper scrub, which he hates for some reason, despite the fact that he supposedly loves water.
You quite like giving your buddy a rub down there, so don't you? You enjoy that.
I guess because he knows it is washing off all his hard-earned dog perfume cocktail of fox poo and dried canal water. Will he ever learn? Tuesday.
Oh, I hope he learns. I'm so excited to find that.
It's beautifully written.
Oh, thanks. Will he ever...
Not yours.
Tuesday.
It was lovely.
I often wake up when Buddy is visiting and remember that we have this alive thing downstairs that we need to go and feed and water and take for walks.
Can I just ask, when you say Buddy is visiting, do you not have Buddy all the time?
No, he's not my dog. No.
Whose dog is it?
He's a friend's. Alex's dog.
Alec Alphys from Made in Chelsea, his dog. Okay.
But basically, I look after him occasionally.
I see.
Just because I like dogs, but I don't want the commitment of owning
one. And you're generally worried about Buddy occasionally, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, you know, just because I have... No, I'm not worried about him. What are you trying to say? Okay, I often wake up when Buddy is visiting and remember that we have this alive thing downstairs that we need to go and feed and water and take for walks, all the while attempting to stop it rolling in fox shit and jumping in the canal. I guess it's no different to having a baby, just another alive thing to take care of, though I imagine they don't habitually jump in canals and smear themselves in fox shit.
That's stand-up.
As much, perhaps.
And that's why he paused on it. He paused on us to all appreciate that joke.
Wasn't it? Wasn't
and I love it how no one laughed. Just Luke just goes, "Well, that's stand-up." Because there was a slight joke in it.
And so perhaps it's a walk in the park, if you'll excuse the pun. That was the joke.
There's two.
Oh,
jokes.
Shit.
Two jokes.
That's
the topper.
Yeah, that's God. He just keeps on giving. Look at him.
Well, that was it. Well, I've got a few
more
days.
Don't leave us on the cliffhanger.
I got it.
No, we don't need another one.
Wednesday.
No, Francis, we don't need another one. Hey, why don't we save it for another episode?
Hang on, I don't really get the difference between Tuesdays and Mondays.
Well, what do you mean? They were different days, that's the difference.
Well, I mean, Monday is about the fact that you're worried about the dog getting dirty.
It takes up a lot of my time
Tuesday... Was Tuesday the bath or was Monday the bath?
Well, I know, it's easy. Tuesday, actually, the bath is every few days because...
Oh, really?
But, yeah.
Okay.
But no, the Tuesday was more thinking about the fact that there's this alive thing in my house that I've got to take care of. Sometimes he's in the car and I'm like, I've got an alive thing in the back of my car. Do you never think that?
Never.
You never think like, oh God, that's an alive thing over there.
I did that when Jamie's in the car. Yeah,
there's an alive thing in the car.
But I know, but you know what?
There's a live thing running ahead of me.
But it's an interesting thing about saying, because I've got a dog and it does, I feel
have you got a baby?
No, but I feel like...
Same thing, probably.
I feel like it's pretty much the same thing, yeah. Isn't it?
In fact, probably easier, if anything.
Yeah.
It's still...
At least you can talk to, like, reason with a baby.
It was still... Well, you can, but we went and watched... In Edinburgh, we went and watched this guy called Alfie Brown, who's an incredible comedian. Yeah, he is so amazing. Funny, man.
Yeah.
And he did this very funny skit, which I won't do it justice, but I will try to, where he basically...
Don't try to.
I'm going to try to. Here
he wouldn't, he wouldn't want you to.
Well, I'm going to give it a go, so here we go. He basically explained the fact that he has two kids... One of them is 5 years old. The other one is literally nothing, naught. And he said the moment he realized that he really just loved his son, there was an amazing moment where he realized he was just so in love with his son and he would do anything to save him. And he was sitting watching TV with his son, sitting on the sofa, and he suddenly imagined a gunman running into the room, pointing a gun at both of them, going, which one? Which one shall I shoot? Which one of you's going to die? Which one? And he straight away said, well, I would take me. I would say, shoot me, 100%. I'm not even thinking about it. Shoot me, shoot me. And then he went, my other one, Margot, who's basically skin. Basically skin. If a gunman ran in, and he went, which one, which one? You would have to go, well, obviously me. Like, you'd obviously me. But before he shot me, I would turn to Mark and go, what's your favourite memory?
Yeah, it's great.
It's so good. Yeah, it's good. Luke, man, listen, buddy, that's all we got time for. But I want to say
You're a legend.
You're a freaking legend, man. Oh, you really
thank
are.
Thanks so much, guys. It was a pleasure to come on.
Go and check Luke out on Instagram, Luke Heppner.
Give him a follow. Like one of his pictures and then unlike it. Because he'll know.
Do that.
So. Go and one of those bikini shots of me.
Go and check out your new show on ITV as well.
Yeah,
ITV on 10 p.m. The Impression.
Imitation Game.
The Imitation Game, not the movie. Dude, you're wonderful. You're amazing. Please leave our audience with something inspirational.
Guys, never feel like you can't do what you want to do. Don't rely on other people. Go get it yourself, guys. Cheers.
That was Luke Kempner doing Luke Kempner.
Yeah, it's my best impression.
Bye, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.